I'm just reading an article on theregister.co.uk about the Windows Phone 7 Nun launch. Basically, Microsoft have been announcing in full force how excited they are about Windows Phone 7, and they've specifically mentioned a date. It looks like November the 8th will be the time when they actually release their first phone running the software. But there's an interesting quote from the Register. I can't believe it, really, to be honest. It says Microsoft is playing fast and loose with the holiday 2010 date. They basically go on to say it raises further questions about Microsoft's lateness to the mobile arena. And they go on to say, meanwhile, what will ship on November the 8th will be unfinished. And the writer goes on to specify exactly what that is. A cut and paste feature will be rolled into phones next year through a software update. Vice President of Windows Phone Program Management, Joey Belfiore, said cut and paste would be made available to phones people buy during the 2010 holiday season via the software update. Now, it seems to me that Microsoft are actually copying not just Apple in trying to release a real kind of consumer level mobile device, but actually in the way that they released it. I remember going back a few years when Apple released the iPhone, and then people started to cry out for features, and one of the main ones was cut, copy, and paste, and that Apple basically promised and promised and promised that this would be coming. And their reasoning or excuses were that, oh, this is a difficult one, we've never had to tackle this before on touch-based devices. And Apple eventually came up with a really spectacular solution to cut, copy, paste. And I use it all the time on my iPhone. It's really brilliant. And there's no reason to think now that any mobile provider couldn't do a similar kind of user interface. It wouldn't necessarily make it exactly the same, but it works so well. And yet, Microsoft releasing their first real foray into consumer phone operating systems failed to have copy and paste. And this is something that they had on Windows Mobile 6, and it was easy for them to do. And now that they're coming into this with a new user interface, they're failing to have one of the basic levels of input. And you can't help but feel that Microsoft is just sort of copying this delayed launch approach. And, well, it's stupid. I mean, why go to the trouble of building a platform to compete when you're and then launch it in the same way that your competitors did, except 3 years later? There's no point. You need to compete at the same level that they are currently at, not at how they were when they first started. If you did that, most things would never stand a chance in competing. It would never get off the ground. And that's just one reason why I think that Windows Phone 7 isn't really going to be a huge hit. And that, as well as the whole web interface, and undoubtedly it's going to be a cut down version of Internet Explorer. And that poses a real challenge for a lot of web developers. And I feel, to be honest, that the majority will cut Windows Phone 7 out of their support purely for the challenges that they're going to face. It really is down to Microsoft to make sure that their mobile browser and their desktop browser are absolutely standards compliant. And not just with the standards that have been around for the last 10 years, but the emerging standards now that are being used more and more in real pushing the boundaries websites. This is something Microsoft really need to work hard on.